Hey, what's up, guys? It's your boy J-Mac. It's episode 211 of the Hood Hype Show. Got all kinds of good music for you guys today, man. I'm excited. It's 2 in the morning. What's crazy is I think as I was flipping through and hating on MTV2 and MTV Jams for playing shit music, I hit VH1 Soul and I got to thinking, like, why do I love this so much? Why do I appreciate this? But I don't like Celine Dion or something. Why do I like this so much? And I couldn't pinpoint it. And I got to thinking, I was like, there it is. It was after I graduated high school, I think, is where the turning point was. Because early on, my grandmother bought me License to Ill.
Happy birthday, Jeremy.
Believe it or not. And she wasn't that type of grandma. She was the type of grandma that had a organ with all the switches and stuff in her front room. She played organ. She didn't know about hip-hop. I don't even know. I wish I could talk to my mom and ask her why grandma bought me Beastie Boys License to Ill. But that was the first hip-hop album I owned, and it changed my life because I didn't even know the music existed before then. I may have heard You Gotta Fight for Your Right to Party or something like that on the radio. I take that back. Regardless, that was a turning point for me. But soul music was not in my life. My parents weren't musical. Nobody in my family really followed that type of music. I was like, man, what? When was it? Because I never liked it before a certain point. And there were two things in my life. One thing was when I was about 13 or 14, my buddy David's dad played in a band, the Snake River Band. And they were like a rock band. They did cover tunes, actually country. And he actually was the person who says, you want to know
who inspires me the most?
Let me show you something. Country, keep in mind. And he pulls out a cassette collection. He had every single Jackson 5 album, all of them. And he said,
this stuff is amazing.
And I was super poor at the time. And they were a little bit better off than we were. Two parents working in the shop. And he put it in the stereo and that moved me. I'd never heard this before. I knew the song ABC. I didn't know who sang it. I was 12, 13 at the time. And I'd sit in their living room and just listen and listen and listen. And it got to the point when Christmas came around. And like I said, we were really poor and I didn't get a whole lot for Christmas. His dad bought me a Sony Walkman and dubbed me copies of every single one of those albums.
Merry Christmas.
And I listened to it on loop forever. I was hooked. I was a Jackson 5 junkie. But that didn't really get the ball rolling for me as far as like soul music and appreciating stuff outside of hip hop. At the time, I was still heavy into rap music. And during this time, I was more into like like Redhead Kingpin and really weird off hip hop. MC Hammer. Actually, I had a Vanilla Ice tape. Yep, I had it. I owned Vanilla Ice. I stole it, actually. But I wasn't getting into the heavy stuff. And when I say heavy stuff, I mean I wasn't getting into like Ice-T and stuff like this at this point. Because I actually came in a little late on that front and had to go backwards. So anyway, fast forward to high school. And at this point, I was heavy into West Coast, the Chronic, Doggy Style, and heavy into stuff like Boot Camp, Click, Spice One, anything 90s. I was huge into all kinds of rap music in the 90s. So I graduate high school and then I start working for a school system on the north end of Flint. Not the nicest area. And after graduating high school, I was looking for a job. They were paying $7 an hour to mow lawns all day. Shit, it was a hell of a workout. I was in the best shape of my life. So I was weed whacking, breaking cement, mowing lawns. And actually, funny story about that, 17 years old, these dudes put me in a one-ton dump truck with like a 15, 20-foot trailer off the back, loaded up with 2 to 3 riding lawnmowers and gas-powered weed whackers. And to pull out of this place, it was actually an uphill road, and the stoplight was at the top of the hill. So you would have to stop on an incline with a stick shift in a one-ton dump truck with another ton trailer full of equipment on the back. It's 17 years old, only the first or second time you drove a stick shift. That was crazy. Totally irrelevant to the story. Just reminded me of it. So anyway, I go to work for Hamity Schools, and I've been working there for probably a month or so, maybe not even that, a couple weeks. And my boss, Dave, says, hey, we meet in the garage every morning, have a donut or something before the day got started. Dave said, looks over him.
Hey, I got you some extra help today.
Because I'd be mowing these lawns all by myself. Huge. And we're talking schools. They're huge. Around the equipment, weed whack, and all that mess. We have four different schools we manage. So, no sooner did Dave said he got me some extra help, I looked down the driveway, and in is coming this big-ass baby blue Cadillac Fleetwood. The car was massive. It was a tank. Booming. Dude with a hat and do-rag on under it comes limping out, all purple. Purple shirt, purple jeans, black shoes.
My name's Antoine. I'm here for the job.
Really laid back. Cool as hell. And I'm thinking, this dude is way overdressed to be mowing lawns. Now I'm dragging the story on. Anyway, I got to working with Antoine every day, sometimes on Saturdays. And we were doing all kinds of stuff, you know, mowing lawns, breaking cement, rain or shine. It's tough. But I loved it. Because what would happen is at lunchtime, we'd hop in his car. And Antoine actually taught me something else about ladies back then. This dude on his rearview mirror had like 80 of those tree air fresheners and one of the crown air fresheners in the back. And I could never figure out why. It smelled like it was cotton candy. It smelled like that smell that you get at the fair. Like, it smells like cotton candy mixed with like fruit, and it smells like happiness. I was like, this dude's crazy. I asked him outright one day, and I said, why, what is with these? And I hit him. I'm like, what's with these? He said, man, that's for the ladies. You need two of the cherries, one of the leather,
one pine, one new car smell, and two of the lemon. You got to put those together. You never go wrong. Oh, and you got to put,
the crown one in the back. It had that orange citrus. I got way off track. So back to the music, though. That dude was awesome. Back to the music, though. Every time we went to lunch, we'd ride off in his car. And at this time, Biggie and Tupac were the beef was going on. And we, especially when Hit 'Em Up came out, we would just talk about it. We'd debate it and stuff, say who's right, who's wrong, who's winning. But the thing was, he'd be like, what you know about this? Click. And at the time, CD changers were new, and people would put CD changers in their trunk, a big old cartridge of CDs, and the CD changer being your trunk. He'd hop out of the car, pull a cartridge. He'd change the music, put in a new cartridge. It had like five or six CDs in it. And he'd skip through, what you know about this? And he'd put on like Isley Brothers. And he'd put on, and he quiz me and be like, what you know about this, Frankie Beverly and Maze? And this dude taught me about like Chaka Khan, Isley Brothers, all that stuff, and taught me to appreciate it. As far as music goes, that's life experience that you can't just learn on the internet. This is stuff that people have memories attached to this music, and they can, man, listen to the way this sounds and da 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 da, and they got an emotional connection to it versus reading about it on, you know, whosampled.com or Rap Genius or some shit. It's a completely different situation with your friend who's actually experienced the vinyl, and like they actually own the album or had parents who grew up on it, and they're saying, man, dude, listen to how this goes, and blah, 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 blah. They're totally into it. Huge difference. Antoine taught me a lot about appreciating music outside of the hip hop genre, man. So much respect to Antoine, and much respect to people who are teaching others about music outside of hip hop. And shouts to Major, because he taught me a lot, even more about people like Eddie Kendricks and stuff like that. So I want to extend a big thank you to anybody out there that is teaching people about respecting music outside their genre, because that's a beautiful thing about hip hop, is that it embraces all types of music outside of it. You look at what types of music it's integrated into these days, it's pretty incredible. So tell me what type of experiences you had. Who taught you about music outside the genre? Was it something as simple as you heard a song and you were looking up samples and that one thing led to another? Did you have parents that were involved in music? Did you get into a music class? Did you have a teacher that inspired you? Stuff like that, man. Tell me what your experiences were. Hit me up at jmackhh, that's J-M-A-C-K-H-H on Twitter. Email me at jmack@hoodhype.com. Or hit us up at Hoodhype on Twitter or follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/hoodhype and drop us a message there, man. Let us know what your experience was. Episode 211, we got music from Prob Cause, Chance the Rapper, Audible Doctor, Sim City, Dave East, Ugly Heroes, and Jazelle. All great music, man. Check out the Ugly Heroes and Jazelle album specifically, man, because they had some crazy music on their albums. But first, we got a song by Beat Rabbi and Deep Space 5. The name of the song is called Carry On featuring Plato. It's just dope. It's short but dope. It's off of their album Deep Space Soul. They're on Illect Records. Make sure you check them out at www.illect.com. That's I-L-L-E-C-T. Check them out at twitter.com/illect. Drop these dudes a shout. As always, you can get the full episode listing of all the songs if you go over to hoodhype.com/episodes or /shows, either one of those, and click episode 211, get the full song listing in order. Or if you follow us over at youtube.com/hoodhypeblog, you can get the song listing as the show plays back. So make sure you check that out. It's your boy J-Mac. It's episode 211. And remember to embrace music outside of the hip-hops.
I rock for the heads and I rock for the feet. I rock for your soul, you could rock to this beat. I rock for the sun, for the moon, for the stars. From the ones driving to the ones sleeping in their cars. For the homeless, to the hopeless, you could hold less. If you open up and confess, make the progress. It's so fresh and clean like it was produce. Known by your fruit spirit, go loose. Homie, you got no juice. While I'm busy squeezing fresh OJ. You ain't a real rapper, use a role play. Sucker, there was no way. Rap that's so gay. Could be around another hot minute. Go away. I wonder what happened to professional rapping. I'm talking about the days way before John Zappa. The days when I grew up and threw up a couple of hands. Now I rock for these fans and the making of the bands and the stands where the jams packed out. Pulmomatic caravans, final remix, wax out. You can freaking max out every card and credential. Flip to side B and tell it to the instrumental. Better use a pencil, cause your junk is easy to erase, easy to replace, easy just to hit the backspace on your last place. Gas face crew, my spirit it goes 5 miles deep space through, and we can face you, cause the only deep space you got between your ears and the place where the taste is not. This race is not a sprint, but a marathon. Brace yourself, pace yourself, we could carry on, carry on, carry on, carry on, carry on, carry on.
HoodHype.com. Watch your ears now. So round, 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 round,
was administered in a drink of water given at the start of each day's exercise. 25 minutes later, the first effects of the drug became apparent. The men began to relax.
I'm lost. Take a walk to the lake to ease my mind and I wander off. Trying to get up in my own zone. No, I don't really want to talk. Lay back in the grass looking up at marshmallow clouds. And the sunshine loud, but the tree gives shade. And I'm way too high when I thank this day. When I make that point that it could have been great. Could have been bad, could have lost our way. But we still here and we just won't fade. See so clear when I'm in this place. Life is a drug, so take a taste. Lucy, Lucy, Lucy in the sky with diamonds who I chase. Purple haze, purple heart, mellow yellow, hello y'all. Electro Kool-Aid, cool me down. Strawberry fields, I make my rounds. Pick them all. eat them fresh. This that life and I feel so blessed. I know this stress, but I don't wanna hear that mess. This that next and I feel the effects. Yes. And I really wanna make this day go on forever. These revelations got me seeing life like I have never. So sublime, so just don't wanna take this trip with me. There's something in the water here, they weren't moving on LSD.
Minutes later.
Chunky loser, spunky punky Brewster, pockets chunky like they eating Harold's crunchy rooster. I'm a bungee jumper, just wish my knot was looser, just wish my knots was not though. Hang out my knots and nooses. Nah, hey, goodbye Titans, get out of here, the god is here. Zeus, I love Lucy, deuce me, I'm out of spirits and we out of beards. And my ears been tripping, I know some kids been dropping, I know your tears been dripping. I had an IEP, I'm supposed to be retarded. Now I'm all on the web, I had to Peter Parker. Still steal from Neiman Marcus, I still get beats from Marcus. I still get deep on records, that's just that Greek catharsis. Just when it seems the darkest, is when it usually peak. And when it seems the farthest, is when it's usually sweet. I only shop on Friday, that's when it's usually cheap. They said they used to old dudes, well that ain't usually me.
Can't let the people lose it. The vibe, homie, they shallow rapping, I'm deep for music. The shadow back on my image maybe can seem elusive. Touching is the lyrics, you can see the movement. If all the seekers in the building, then it's home improvement.
The verse phenomenal. I regurgitate words from the abdominal to serve you birds like your mama do. You nerds should fly the coop. When audible, hop in the booth, the lesson early, hot enough to burn your molecules. In black and white, your dog's acting funny like mama do. But I'ma do whatever to sever the paws of lion crews. You swallow garbage, I try to follow the tried and true. Cause you just another obstacle to power through. What? You think I give a flying fuck about your weak flow? Keep the nonsense, hand me your rhyme and all the feet foes. You fucking noobs, ain't no cheat code to beast mode. I could drop your whole block from the shock off of each quote. I preach dope, try to give them what they miss and they spit crap. Getting hooked on lines is the mission, so get back. Perform and leave them torn from the diction. So they babies born with a vibe already in they system,
yeah.
Like that.
The nameless make them famous on sight, bullets fall at the skylights. We blame it on life. Niceness is a given, don't blame it on hype. Cause I'm kinda underrated for drill and all flavors. Switch mean demeanors, the manners via standards. Mama took a pledge to them 10 crew. crack commandments. I created sickening 16s to give you. Anted up my ones to put 32 in you. Rhyme like I'm out of my mind, trying to send you to God like I meant to. Bars leave scars on Ginsu with a pencil. The cadence to clinch you. Rain pouring on your thin roof. A verb can flip your Benz coupe. So that tough talk is fluff talk. Feet on your board game, Bogart and your boardwalk. Whatever with whoever rap. Get in my path on the bullshit. You'll meet the reaper at the pulpit.
Hoodhype.com.
See shit, know what I'm saying? Oh. Marvin. Yeah. Niggas don't even know Marvin from the city, though. That's crazy, right? Uh-huh. Tone P. Yeah. Sim Sicker. My nigga. You know what I'm saying? It's that love-hate thing, you know what I'm saying? Give me love. Yeah. Show me love. I'm giving it to y'all. Give it back. Give me love. Yeah. Watch out. Entrepreneur coming through, trying to find out what's behind door number two. Not sure what I'ma do, whatever I feel like. I ain't just a rapper, got bread in real life. Bad bitches, yeah, I got hair in real life. Cloaked in darkness, I'ma shed a little light. Man, a mystery, they can understand my history. They would then see a plan to victory. It's a strategy game. Kept a smile on my face when that tragedy came. I'm just glad to be sane. Give a fuck about gravity, man. The Clark Kent or the park bench. Look up in the sky like it had to be planes. Never see my battery drain. Even if I had to endure a cell, hit the waste, man, I'd rather be trained. Sometimes I wanna save the city, sometimes I'd rather be Bane. Burn this motherfucker down and rise from the flames. It's a love-hate thing, it's what I'm trying to explain. All my DC comic shit, they can't see we dominant, man. They don't wanna see me prominent, fuck it. It's a great time to be from the city, man. We got Wale, Logic, DMV shit, you know what I'm saying? Indie life, yeah. We bringing it back to NYC, baby. CMJ, yeah. Stay tuned, nigga.
Baby, baby, please let me do it to you.
I'm taking them higher than most. A couple years ago, I had it supplying the coast. Designer for different fabrics, you average, you basic. Your status begin to rise, they mad and they hate it. Just look them right in their eyes. From the beginning, I had all intentions to get my name out. Started heating up, niggas tried to blow my flame out. X my name out, that's when Gemini came out. Avoided them prisons and cocaine routes. But my niggas had it, life is a movie. I'm feeling like Nino in the wagon. See, I'm from Harlem, it's regular shit, we in the bragging. Even the murmur, the mind clear for the winter fashion. Straight as a perm, what I possess, only winners have it. I spend it all when I get it, can't take it in the casket. And I ain't been sober in years, I feel like I'm an addict. Habits overindulging constantly. No for sure plans, just praying I hit the lottery. Or if I make it, will I flop? These questions I ask myself daily, relaxing, just smoking pot. I'm 25 with the mind of a nigga 40. Thunderbird in 40s, older bitches want to call me. My mama throwing parties in the crib, so I'm outside. I ain't into talking about my business. Catch him and we kill him, I ain't talking to no witness. We was jumping fences, running from the district. Block on fire, and it seemed like the hydrants don't work. We talk about our problems, cause that silent shit hurt. Mama raised the G, I be wildin' to the dirt. Cartier on my frames, I'm the flyest on the earth. Fly, every week we up in different rides. My cousin couldn't give no blood, too much crip inside. This bitch was living different lives, telling her husband she love him, but begging me to put this dick inside. Bitches is twisting, unravel my backwood, then I twist it. Due for a visit to somewhere tropical with some Hennessy. Rotting like I'm John F. Kennedy. Flight from JFK. These know you get paper, they might just raid your place. Invade your privacy, mold a game like it's pottery. Visions of fucking Demi Moore, been a Ramada suite. A lot of beats got me zoning to supply the streets. I gotta eat in a mansion, mama gotta sleep. I'm so enticing, the lightning look like my bright rolling like Tyson. These niggas biting, my life is just so exciting. No wife, and we keep it moving and grooving, cuffing for cops. Writing and spending nights on the flight, coming for spots, but not really though. When Wayne was making a milli, I was trying to split a Philly with my cousins down in Philly. We was really broke, fucking bitches on Temple campus. Ghetto mentality's really a mental cancer, contagious. I fought some cases, seen different faces. It's flagrant, how niggas waiting for you to make it. I'm blazing, rich Jamaican, I'm about to take it. No waiting, hesitation, this kick I chase it. Behaving like I was raised up inside a cage. Aiming for niggas claiming that they the greatest. My pain is my only claim, a picture I painted. Stainless, I'm living famous, try me, I'm banging.
Banging, banging.
We can get low, 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 low. We can get low, and we can get low. We can get low, and we can get low, 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 low. We can get low, low, and we can get low.
Marvin. That's all.
Yeah. Bring the drums in. Yeah. A 1-2. Yeah. Yeah. What the fuck am I supposed to do? Yeah, supposed to do. Check it out. Listen, I'm in my flat, flat road. Blast smoke. Voice in the back of my mind, size, have hope. I had rope, I could end it all, feeling that. Local rapper found hanging from the ceiling fan. That would be the easy way out though. But what would that amount to apart from an outro? It's not what I'm about, yo, I'm never for shortcuts. And taking life is never right, that's something the Lord does. Sorting through these past dudes, my choices led to bad mood. Yeah, no soap in the bathroom. I don't wanna hustle, but I have to. Back to the drawing board. Ziploc, stock up on what the clients want. I am taught, but I won't listen. Self-destructive, sorta like I wanna fail. But what I oughta feel isn't what moves me. Why I grab a pen and stick the pen to this loose leaf? It's desperate.
So what the fuck are we supposed to do? What the fuck are we supposed to do? Don't even have a rope to hold on to. So what the fuck are we supposed to do? Come on, come on. No way out for us to make that move. So what the fuck are we supposed to do? What the fuck are we supposed to do? Tell me, what are we supposed to do?
While these motherfuckers pop bottles, I'm taking pop bottles back into the store so I can get some top ramen. What the fuck they know about that rock bottom? Everyone I know is feeling downtrodden. Everyone I know is thought about robbing. I'm not talking about a stick up, I'm talking lifting up that drawer before that afternoon pickup. Shattering that tax bracket, you sick of on some get up, get out and get something shit. Come on, the mind wanders when you're poverty stricken. And only hope you're holding on to is a lottery ticket. Yeah, bills piling up so don't see you smiling much. Start thinking of some violent stuff like, why the fuck don't I just get a pint of rum and not tuck it in between my teeth and say goodbye, I'm done. Economy is down and suicides are up. We'd rather die by a gun than let this world be the death of us.
So what the fuck are we supposed to do? What the fuck are we supposed to do? Don't even have a rope to hold on to. So what the fuck are we supposed to do? Come on, come on. No way out for us to make that move. So what the fuck are we supposed to do? What the fuck are we supposed to do? Tell me, what are we supposed to do?
This world will fuck you and expect you just to smile through it. Waking up is a reminder, thinking why do it? They wonder why these motherfuckers snap. 1 minute a family man until he's walking in that plan and he's thinking, he's thinking, where the fuck's my overtime? Last resorts become solutions to a sober mind. An empty bottle list of fucking demands like, hey Joe, where you going with that gun in your hand?
Feeling like there's one way out of this hole. Feel the weight of the world, sure hate, feeling out of control. Either I'ma see the light of the light or burn out. No mistake though, it's never too late to turn around. Turning out to be a catch 2-2. Not a stretch for me to fetch the 2-2. I know that's a bit theatrical, but this poison is pungent. It's just so suspect how much I've been avoiding the subject.
So what the fuck are we supposed to do? What the fuck are we supposed to do?
say we all play the fool. Just wait your turn. They say that wisdom has a price. Ain't it something earned? Sometimes you gotta feel it. It's like you need to burn and let it serve as a reminder. Another lesson learned. They say we all play the fool. You just wait your turn. They say that wisdom has a price. Yeah. Sometimes you gotta feel it. Okay. Yo, yo, I done a lot of shit. And I ain't talking like I'm proud of it, but who are you to judge? Cause last I heard you had no scholarship, won no Nobel Prize, and you ain't no great inventor. But I'm all the hard, your heart is colder than Chicago winners. I remember all the stuff that we said we would do. And now I'm looking back at it like none of that was true. I'm glad I never said I do. Like we almost getting married. You nothing like I thought you were, sharing my bed, that's scary. And I know I got a past, too much for you to carry. Never said I was a saint, but you ain't no Mary Mary. You blowing up my phone like it's all that necessary. Say you praying we don't die, but my feelings long been buried. In total disbelief in how you planned it. What you did was a surprise, it was your ex, but you brought him to the crib, a place we built together where we live. You let him take away a first we could have had. You pregnant with his kid. They say we all play the fool. You just wait your turn. They say that wisdom has a price. I mean it's something earned. Sometimes you gotta feel it. It's like you need to burn and let it serve as a reminder. Another lesson learned. They say we all play the fool. You just wait your turn. They say that wisdom has a price. I mean it's something earned. Sometimes you gotta feel it. It's like you need to burn and let it serve as a reminder. Another lesson learned. What goes around comes around. I mean I always heard that saying. The way we got together I knew one day I'd be paying. Cheating on your man with me. Detail that you failed to mention. I found out I ain't care. I should've used my intuition. But I was so engulfed deeply in it. No escaping you. Blinded to deception. Lowest levels you were capable. Thinking we was one, I would've never thought you'd blame me. We both got through that miscarriage. You would've had my baby. I pray the Lord to save me from the things I couldn't see. Would've told me this would happen, probably never would believe. Contemplating your decisions on this baby, should you keep? Since you told him you were pregnant, you ain't heard from him in weeks. And now you on your own, and everything you've lost. A couple nights of fun, was that really worth the cost? Even though we in our 20s, feels like our adolescence. Cause a lot of life is new to us, we still be learning lessons. They say we all play the fool. You just wait your turn. They say that wisdom has a price. I mean it's something earned. Sometimes you gotta feel it. It's like you need to burn and let it serve as a reminder. Another lesson learned. They say we all play the fool. You just wait your turn. They say that wisdom has a price. I mean it's something earned. Sometimes you gotta feel it. It's like you need to burn and let it serve as a reminder. Another lesson learned. Learn, 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 learn.
Nah, for real, I'm being serious. When you think about it, we all try to live forever. And it starts first physically, we try to live as long as possible. And we know, you can't live forever physically, so you try to stay relevant even if it's as a memory. And basically when I look back at my music and I'm gone or whatever and people play my music, I'm being remembered, I want them to be like, yeah, he really cared about his craft and he captured emotions and he was able to, relate to the masses. But most of all, I want it to be positive.
Hoodhype.com.